We thought we'd start off this first episode by explaining our league. So, Crimpy, you want to start?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
This is going to sound scripted.
It is going to sound scripted. Everything I say sounds scripted, but it's not. And I'm even looking at a blank sheet of paper. So our league is a 16-man half PPR league. Yeah, that's our league.
That's a good description.
We
played 16, one season.
Yep.
So and Crimpy was the winner.
I won.
Which is how we got on this podcast.
That is how I landed in the lucky spot. Not because we're roommates or anything.
No, not at all. We're also recording this from Mark's room, and he's in the shower right now, so we will be entering the room at some point. We can interview him or something.
We can ask him about...
We can ask him about the draft.
Yeah, the draft. That's our first topic. So, Bob, you got the third overall pick. What do you think about the draft?
I mean, it took...
Who do you think you're going to get?
...fucking forever to set up, figure out the time.
That's Durs. Durs is definitely home.
That sucks. Also, our air conditioning's out, and it's hot as shit
it's
in here.
81 degrees in here.
Which is why we're both drinking ice-cold beers.
I was drinking ice-cold beer. I'm about done now.
That's our sponsor this week.
Ice-cold beer.
Ice-cold beer.
Enjoy one.
Yeah, but I feel like John's made it pretty clear who he's going to take at one.
I mean
not even pretty clear. Everyone
knows. He's taking McCaffrey at one. That's
obviously. Given. Then Dan, I don't know.
Big question mark from Derrick Martin.
There's word that he wants Derrick Henry.
There's word.
There's people saying he's going to take Derrick Henry.
There's people saying he's going to take Tom.
They might be in this room. They have texted him and asked him. But there's also rumors that he may take Tom. Has he said that? No. But
I wouldn't put it past him.
It's always in the back of his mind.
It is. But how early will Dan Martin take Tom? That's the big question of the draft.
I think last year he waited till the second.
I think he did wait. But will he wait this year? I mean,
if he wants to get the old Bucks roster again, then he's not going to be able to. He's going to have to go for it.
Yeah, he's going to have to be aggressive this draft, I'd say.
Because Mike Williams will probably be the first actual Bucks player to go. Chris Godwin's got to be somewhat close to that.
I did not know Mike Williams played in Bucks. No.
I mean, Mike Evans.
I was
Mike
about
Williams,
to say. Mike Evans is a scrub. Anyways, I don't want to talk about the Bucks anymore.
All right.
Actually, they do have one player that interests me.
Who?
Antonio Brown.
Why?
He's electric.
That's true.
That's all I have to say.
What about Gronk?
Gronk is also electric. Durs has that WWE wrestling game, and
that is true.
Gronk is a character in the game. I don't see any other NFL players in the game.
That is true.
Maybe Kareem Hunt could fit in the game.
Yeah, I'd say there's a couple other people of Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, there's probably a decent list.
That could, yeah.
Oh,
but okay, so three. I think everyone also knows that if Derrick Henry's there, I'm gonna take him.
Everybody knows. Yeah.
But if not, I'll probably take Dalvin Cook, which I think is awesome.
That's big runner up. Sue is gonna be with
He's
the fourth pick.
Four.
Who's he gonna take?
I don't know. How do you feel about the drop off between like four or five? I don't know.
What do you mean? I mean, the drop-off happens around, like, six or seven. I think that it's... I mean, obviously, there's the top level. Then there's another really good few picks. Then I'm picking at nine, so, like, it kind of gets... I might end up with a strong pick. I might have a weak pick, depending on how it goes. But after me, I don't think there will be very many strong first-round running backs at all.
If I get lucky enough to draft one. How many picks do you think until the first receiver goes?
I think he'll go within the... I'm not going to put an exact number, but there will be probably a nine...
You think he'll go top 10?
Top 10, yeah.
You think?
For sure.
I don't know. You think a tight end, you think Kelce will go before a receiver goes?
Whether your guy's Kelce or...
He's a receiver, pretty much.
Devontae Adams or Stephon Diggs. Hill, I mean, there's
some rankings that had Tyreek like as the number one receiver, but
I mean, he probably will finish with 1,000 billion yards.
Yeah, he probably will.
Probably have at least 2 70-plus-yard touchdowns. I don't know.
You think just two?
I said at least two. Not as many as Justin Jefferson. Write that down.
Justin Jefferson's hurt.
It doesn't matter.
You don't think he's going to have a sophomore slump?
Speaking of hurt, Cam Akers, out for the season. Towards ACL, don't draft him.
Yeah, so everyone should be happy that we didn't draft when I said we shouldn't draft if people get hurt.
That's just Commissioner Bob talking. Enough about you. We got to give the people what they want.
What do they want?
They want us to draft earlier, but...
Yeah, well, the draft is Friday.
Yeah, the draft is Friday. People will probably listen to this...
Are you nervous?
...on Friday. Nervous? No. Worried? Yes.
Who's in your head the most when you're drafting? It's got to be Matt.
Nobody's in my head.
There's no way Matt's not the most...
I mean, he did trade...
You guys are in the same division now.
He did trade back.
Later.
He traded back to pick one in front of me, which will be the second year in a row.
Let's talk about trades.
Second year in a row that Matthew will be picking in front of me.
Yeah,
will he take Michael Thomas again? That's the big question. That's what everybody's asking.
Will anyone take Michael Thomas this year?
At all. Or could he
fall? Will Michael Thomas even play this year?
No, he will not.
You don't think?
I mean, he'll probably play some, but like...
Will he play for the Saints?
Not the Michael Thomas we're used to.
Will he play for the Saints?
Yeah.
He seems pretty upset with him.
I got another draft question for you.
Alright.
What round will Deshaun Watson go in? Or what quarterback will be taken, you know, when is Deshaun Watson going to go?
I don't know.
Will he be the fifth quarterback?
If he lingers,
taken?
I might.
Will he be the seventh quarterback? Tenth?
He's got to be.
I mean, there's a lot of risk there.
I don't know if he's going to go that.
Everybody knows the situation with Deshaun, so I'm not going to go there, but like, he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Maybe he was.
Yeah.
He may never play again.
Then we'll have to see. I think that there's like clear cut, like three or four quarterbacks that are going to get way ahead of everyone else.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who are they?
Who.
Oh, Bob doesn't want to give any. Nobody knows
advice.
Who the best quarterbacks are.
Giving draft advice to everyone else.
That's why I stopped at pick four. So I'm just gonna leave it up in the air from there.
I mean, what picks you have? Nine. That's an interesting place.
It is. I'm saying I could end up with a decent.
You don't
like
have
something
to
could
say
fall to
who
me,
you're
but
gonna pick. But how many players do you think you'll like? Do you have the option? Have you thought of?
I've probably got like three players that I maybe can take, but like
you're
none of them are.
Is it
they're
like
not. You know, I'm not hoping for
wide variety of.
I'm
people.
Not hoping for.
Because whenever I'm mock drafting,
it's a narrow variety.
It's
they're
always
all
about
the exact
same two people.
Yeah, it's pretty easy when you're pick three to have the
yeah,
same
I know, that's
two
what I'm
people
saying.
In
like,
mind.
Nine,
am I going to take Dalvin Cook or Derrick Henry?
Yeah, at nine.
I've got a lot more. Yeah, at nine.
I've got
the person I want to get. For sure, like, who I think is the ninth overall pick. And then there's, you know, some people who could maybe fall to me. And then there's, like,
you've been
a couple...
reading any articles that are like, take this person. This person's going to be a big player this year.
I mean, yeah, you always read those. The boom potential player, though, you don't really look for, like, you don't want to get your first round and be like, oh, I hope this guy goes off. It's
that's true. You want that
guaranteed. That's like, yeah, you want your safety, your safest, like, most reliable player to be a first round pick, obviously. So... Yeah, there's some, you know, boom or bust. There was a lot of good receivers last year, a lot of good rookie receivers last year. And, you know, there's always that sophomore jump.
This is a big rookie.
You always talk about that.
A big draft for receivers.
It is a big draft for receivers overall. That's why I'm not too worried.
That's
I mean,
there's always going to be
one receiver. I mean, obviously nobody's going to repeat what Stephon Diggs did, as in fall that late and be that good. But, I mean,
yeah,
there could
I mean,
be something similar. Yeah.
Could happen.
It could happen.
Year.
I mean, I did take
probably Julio.
Stephon.
He's going to fall away. He's probably going to be the best receiver ever.
Yeah, he'll
ever
be the best receiver in the league for
all
the four games that he plays in. And then after that, he won't, like, that's what you're getting with Julio. But.
All right, so what about these new divisions we've made? Like the four division system?
Given that I was... You know,
I mean, you agreed to it.
I agreed to it, so
I think most
I do
people
like
did.
It. I think it's fun. It adds a little extra, you know, a smaller number of people that you got to text every week. That adds a little bit of extra rivalry.
That is nice. How do you feel?
Do we have the division list? We can pull it up.
I'll pull it up on my phone. How do you feel about? I know that you and your brother are in the same league.
I'm excited.
How do you feel about
that? I couldn't ask for an easier cupcake walk of a division. I mean, with Jeff and niece and my brother, I mean, I don't have to worry about the playoffs. Do like that, you know, securing your division will get you a spot in the playoffs.
That is
and
nice.
Then the best four scores after that will go, so, I mean, all
right.
There's a chance for something crazy to happen, like somebody outside of the top eight getting in, but still unlikely, so I just think it adds another layer. It's a lot of fun.
I do like that. I also like that multiple people from a division can get in just based
off. And multiple people will get in from one division.
Probably.
Potentially
up
to three.
All four.
You could have even four. But usually there's going to be, you know, a Hudson or somebody in your division that's going to kind of...
Let's see. All
right. Or a Connor Deck.
We've got the OnlyFans East, which features...
Or Matthew Hunt.
White Claw World Champion JC.
It's my current name. That's Penny.
Robert Hunt.
That's my father, but...
Well, that's what your name says on there.
That's me on the
ESPN. I don't
ESPN
think these have full names yet. You still got your classic team, Starkville Hunt.
That needs to change.
You've got bye
what
week.
A disaster. Bye week
Benny
was
Beast.
One of my favorite teams last year, I'll say that.
Bye week was a great team last year.
They were.
They just unfortunately played everyone on their best week.
Yeah.
I mean, he put up...
I mean, I had the most points.
He had the highest single game total. Yeah, he had the highest single game total, but I think he had enough points for it to be like more
the top
than
eight.
Multiple playoff teams.
Yeah, he had the points to be top eight, but his schedule, he played basically me every week, which was like 100 and, I don't know,
like
7, 115 points a week, something like that.
You've also, okay.
Which is just
another notable
one like
person in this division is new
great
Palmer,
guy,
right,
and he's.
Cock and balls, Jeffrey Cochran.
Yeah, see.
How do we feel about Jeffrey Cochran? We think
I'm
gonna,
excited that he's in my division. I think he's... an idiot.
I'm excited he's in the league.
Yes.
He came out with some fire in the group message.
I'm excited. Yes, he's definitely going to be chatty, which is exactly what we need.
You think he's a threat?
I'm not worried about anybody.
I mean, he's got pick 15.
I mean, pick 15, a newcomer.
It's a rough place, but he almost has the back-to-back.
So what?
I mean, so, sounds like you're not worried.
Yeah, I'm not worried, Jeff. You hear that? I mean, I'm excited to have him in the league. I think he's a great newcomer. I was going to have that one of our
teams.
What up, Davey?
And we've got Davey coming in.
Davey Hatmaker is entered.
We're doing our podcast. But we're talking about divisions. We're talking about Jeffrey Cochran making his debut. He's in Crimpy's division. Matt Hunt is also in Crimpy's division.
And Bennett Nees.
We got to have a rivalry week thing. You got to have a division rival. I mean, there's four
I've got a rival.
Do 2-2. It's got to be. It's got to be your brother, but also.
I offered Matthew the chance to win the league last year. I offered a full team swap, like week 15, and he didn't take.
It's got to be your brother or Jeff, because you've already started talking shit. That's the OnlyFans East. We're OnlyFans West. Oh, this is perfect that you came in right now, Davis. This is your division. You've got the Super Stinkers. Steven Oliver, Corb Fucker, making his return, Ryan Neal. Davis has changed his name from Team Rodrigo. We could see that change.
I don't have Rodrigo.
Yeah, but if you draft him...
You could see
him,
a change back.
Okay.
Yeah, you could see a change.
You heard it here first. He will change back if he gets Rodrigo.
I'm just not a fucking fraud. So, like, I'm not going to bait myself Rodrigo if I don't own Rodrigo.
Because he is a hot commodity. He's probably going to be one of the...
Yeah, he's a hot commodity.
He's
a hot commodity because he played a year with the bad boy of the league.
Exactly.
And everybody wants a piece of the bad boy.
Well, here's the official unveiling of Davis's new team name. Chupapi Munyanya.
Yeah.
A great team name. And rounding that division out, you have the Fort Worth Wieners, John Creel.
Ooh. Chupapi! Chupapi! Munyanyo! Munyanyo!
Look forward to hearing a bunch of that this year. How do we feel about this? Some people said this was the group of death at the beginning of the season. When we first came out with these...
It's Stink, John.
You got Stink,
Davey,
Ryan, Davey, and John.
I mean, I'd have to compare them with their current picks.
Three playoff teams.
But those are all... Yeah, three playoff teams and Stink.
And Steven almost made it. He was like last cut.
He had five games to win one and couldn't
do
it. But
couldn't
do
that.
Besides
that... Chernobyl there.
Besides that, I don't know, a lot of out-of-town boys in that group.
That's true.
Yeah?
Not really, though, because it's half out-of-town and half in-town.
That's fine. It's going to be the same as mine, actually.
Yeah.
Probably about what it is now, but...
I think... Yeah, every group...
Yeah,
every group,
I'd say that's a
group
of
actually
that.
Is evenly split, two and two, out-of-town in Knoxville.
Hey, nice job.
Mark is also in the room. So how do you feel about that?
I think it is.
And
a
also,
group
while
that.
We have Mark in the room, we can move on after we get done with this.
Well,
we're talking about
more
his
divisions to talk about. Yeah, I think that's a group of death. You disagree? There's another strong group in there that I think could be a contender. But I think we're moving on to the cupcake division, if I'm not wrong.
That's what some are calling it. Mark, do you have any words on that? The TikTok East Division? Here. Okay, we're talking about the TikTok East Division, which has Dax Ankle Gauze.
Yeah, no one's calling that the cupcake.
Mark
division.
Gosney. Dallas Deep Throats, Daniel Martin. Baby Bed Disappointment, Cole Wilder, and Marvin's Monsters, Connor Deck. You don't think it's a cupcake division?
Every year you draft a new team, there's plenty of room for improvement from some of the worst teams in the league from last year.
Are you worried about Dan drafting all Bucks team again? And making it to the playoffs? Going like 6-6 or 500 or whatever?
Wait, so it's Mark,
happening.
It's Mark, Dan.
It's Mark, Dan, Baby, and Connor.
I wonder who you think is going to walk away with that division.
I'm saying if Dan gets the all Bucks lineup again, he has a shot.
Connor probably wants me to say him. I'm going with Baby. That's my early prediction.
All right. I think it's wide open.
It is wide open.
I think there's only
we'll
one.
We'll have a more accurate after everybody has their team.
I mean, I don't think any division... You could say right now anyone's going to win because no one's drafted except for, like, maybe one division, which we'll talk about next. And it's the TikTok West division, which features Addy Ray, Sussy Baca, myself, as well as we got Bud the Stud making his return. See if he can recover from the unfortunate trade he made last year to John.
Hey, shout out Hudson.
We've got the return of Goff's girls. Goff is in a new city now, though, so we'll see how much longer that stays. I don't know if Andy's going to
be
drafted.
If he'll be
I don't know if Andy
too
will
reliant on Goff
Detroit,
this year.
Goff.
No.
Andy's
more of an L.A.
Goff
kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah. He might be Stafford's girls this year. And Team Keystone.
Stafford's stupid bitches.
And Team Keystone, your runner-up, Daniel Seward. I think it's the toughest division.
That is strictly bias, I would say.
Not at all. No bias.
I would
bias
say
here.
If people were going to call for another group of death,
I would probably maybe put it in that one as well.
Although some might say the Hunt Brothers division
is
could
there
be
a real cupcake
group of death.
Division. That's what I was thinking.
Is there
you
a
got,
real cupcake
you
division?
You have a, yeah, your division.
No.
You have Jeff, who's never played in this league before. He's a rookie. That's not fair. You got Bennett, who got... Had the worst record last year. Historically has the worst record of
great
all time.
Nothing but respect.
And Matthew Hunt, who had the opportunity to get in the playoffs at the end, and he couldn't
choke.
He couldn't do it.
I will
not
say
clutch.
My division is,
some are saying
and who's the fourth player in that division?
Matt's not clutch.
The current reigning champ. Some are saying Matt's not clutch. I may have an easier division, but I don't want to talk too much trash. I might get walked over.
Matt,
you don't know how these new loads are going to play.
All right. Any predictions?
I'm going to win the league.
Again?
Undoubtedly.
I don't think so. My prediction is that you're not going to win.
See, I'll give some early predictions. I'll give I'll give my prediction for the winner of each league. Probably going to change them in a week.
Who do you
when
think
we
is
going to
have the best draft?
He's going to have the best draft? John Creel.
You think?
With the number one overall pick, it's hard to pick anybody else.
Well, it didn't work out last year.
I mean, he came in second. It was a strong second. Great team all season long.
But he didn't have
great draft.
He didn't have McCaffrey.
I mean, the first overall pick there's always that curse, but you're still picking high in every other round. You're in strong position. You're going to get a great running back and the best receivers.
Do you think John's going to have the best draft?
As of right now, yes.
All right.
I think Caleb, my co-host here, wants me to say him, but...
No.
I can tell. It is face.
I was just reaffirming what you said.
Yeah, I think John being the first overall pick will have the strongest
draft. It's a lot of pressure.
It is, but...
Not worried. For him.
All right.
So, let me see those.
I can pull them. You're going to pick a winner?
I'm going to pick a winner from each division real quick. All
right. You do yours, and then I'll do mine.
All right, this is the eye test.
This is before you've even drafted, so this is...
Yeah, this will change on next week's podcast when we have players.
Yeah.
So, in the OnlyFans East, I have White Claw WCJC coming out on top. No surprise there. In OnlyFans West, this is such a tough division. I'm going to have to go with, based off of my current metrics for picking winners, I'm going to go with Corb Fucker, as he won his division last year.
You just said John's going to have the best draft.
Yeah, he's going to have the best draft. That doesn't mean he's going to win the division at the end of the season.
It's a long season.
It's a long season. Lots of trades are made.
Game this year.
John's known to pull the trigger pretty quickly on some trades, so we'll just have to see where it ends up in a few
John
weeks.
Also, if McCaffrey goes down, he's going wide trailer trash, and he's pretty much throwing the season. He's
TikTok East.
He's selling cocoa in the winter.
You know, I dropped this name earlier when talking about the TikTok East Division. Someone's telling me that Baby's Bed Disappointment will not be a disappointment this year. Yeah. All
right,
Ruby. That brings us to TikTok West. Let's see. This is another strong... I'm not going to say Hud the Stud.
I feel like I know what you're going to say.
I'm definitely... Yeah, it's based off my current metrics, it's going to have to be of evaluation. It's going to have to be King Team Keystone.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say...
Pick
eight.
Four.
I thought you were saying...
No,
girls.
I respect golf girls, but... I mean... Keystone had... went 10-3 last year, so... It's just going to be... interesting to see where he ends up this year. Pick four, another strong pick.
All right.
So he's in for a good season.
I'll give my... my predictions here. So, from the OnlyFans East Division... I'm going to say Matthew Hunt is clutch this year and beats JC out in a close...
I think it's the playoffs.
Same.
Eight teams.
Still eight.
I think
Matt wins by like a game.
The first team in every division and then the next...
The next four overall
high, like best records.
But
so
I do...
probably be the top eight. Maybe the ninth best team could get in, but that's just how it goes.
I do think it'll be a tight race, three-way race potentially with Bennett, because I think Bennett had a great team. He did had a good draft, good picks, just unfortunate.
Sounds like you're just completely discounting Jeff.
I mean, I don't have anything to base Jeff's stuff off of. That's the only reason. I mean, it could be a four-way race, but I'm saying Matt Hunt is going to win that division. The OnlyFans West. I'm going to say that Steven is not going to lose five straight games again.
And Steven was a name I was looking at.
Ryan's good. Ryan's close. I feel like Ryan could be... I mean, everyone in there is going to be probably have great teams.
I mean, if I was going to pick a division to have three people make the playoffs, I would maybe pick OnlyFans West. Why I'm calling the group of death.
I just think Steven's going to redeem himself. He's gonna play the right people this year.
Got a strong draft pick this year.
He had a good team last year.
What is
he
pick
the right
five?
People. Yeah, he's pick five, which is huge. So, I mean...
He's analytical.
Aside from John, he has the highest pick, so... TikTok West. I think Daniel Martin...
TikTok East.
Or TikTok East. You said baby. I think Daniel Martin will win that division. I think he's going to use the number two pick and draft a pretty solid team this year.
he may end up having the best draft, depending on what he goes for. We'll just have to wait and see. I think Dan has the most boom or bust potential.
I mean, that's that about sums it up right there.
And I mean, in the TikTok West, I got to go with myself. That's
he was
that's
one of my only losses last year. He probably dropped like
I'm gonna
a
go with myself.
On my head.
I'm gonna go with myself
and
in the TikTok West,
next week.
And then I'm gonna say Andy will be the runner up in that one.
Okay.
So if you rule out the, if you rule out the bias, and I think Andy's got the best shot besides
again,
myself.
I could be completely. I'll have a completely different opinion after I see everybody's teams.
Yeah, that's
Friday
true.
Night.
Friday
Let's
night.
See. We've got. I've got the.
What's our countdown at? Before we end our first episode.
We gotta
say how much time we left have left until the
draft. Yeah. I mean, is this about conclusion?
Yeah, you have anything else to add?
Vote Crimpy.
For what?
President.
Boo Crimpy. What's our draft counter at? We're 4 days, 1 hour, 55 minutes, and 0 seconds away from the draft. So we'll end on that.